slave. Oh my banda, how many ways have I exhibited my love for you by showering bounty upon bounty upon you when I don't need you? And how many ways you have shown your dislike for me by breaking command upon command, whereas you are in need of me? Allah addresses Iblis and says, قَدْ شَكَرْتُهُمْ. قَدْ شَكَرْتُهُمْ بِحُبِّهِمْ إِيَّايَا وَغَفَرْتُ لَهُمْ بِبُغْضِهِمْ لَكَ. That, oh Iblis, you are saying that they love me and they hate you, yet they obey you and they disobey me. Oh Iblis, I have made shukr for their love for me. I have made shukr for their love for me, and because of their hatred for you, I have forgiven them. Such an Allah. O Dawood, give glad tidings to the sinners. What glad tidings? Allah yata'azama alayya dhamman an yaghfira. Tell them, the kings of this world may have closed their palaces. The courts of this world may have closed their doors. Their friends may have turned their backs on them. Their families may have turned their backs upon them. Their fathers may have disowned them. Their mothers may have disowned them. Everyone may have turned their back on them. But tell them, O Dawood, the door of their Allah is still open for them. Allah is waiting. When is the slave of Allah going to come back to Allah? When is the slave of Allah going to knock the door of Allah? بشر المذنبين الا يتعاظم علي ذم من يغفره وانذر الصديقين. And O Dawood, warn the obedient ones. Sinners like us, give them glad tidings. An obedient one, warn them. What warning must you give them? Allah يعجبوا بأعمالهم. That because of their amal and because of their neki, they should not let ujb and pride come in their hearts so that they look down upon others. Once Isa alayhi salam is traveling with his hawariyin, with his companions. One daku, one highway robber, standing at the top of the mountain. He looks down and he's so affected by the noor of nubuwat on the face of Isa alayhi salam, that there and then he makes tawbah. He makes tawbah and he comes down the mountain to join the kafla of Isa alayhi salam. One of the companions of Isa alayhi salam, as he sees this person coming closer, he looks down upon him. He looks at him with haqarat, that this robber wants to join us. The sinner wants to come in our company. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at the Baytullah and he addressed the Baytullah and said that you are a place of great izzat. You are a place of great sacrilege and sacredness. But the honor and the dignity of a mu'min is greater than yours. Destroying the honor and dignity of a mu'min is a greater crime than the destruction of the Baytullah also. For this reason our elders are saying that we have to go four months in the path of Allah. We have to go to Nizamuddin and Raiwin. We have to go into the sohbat of our elders so that this great responsibility which has been placed on the shoulders of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how to fulfill this responsibility and how to carry out this responsibility and what the adab and the etiquettes of this great responsibility are, has to be learned from the feet of our elders and in the sohbat and company of our elders. Allah sends Jibreel alayhi salam to Isa alayhi salam that, oh my beloved Nabi, tell those two people that they must start their amal again. They must استاد دے اعمال گین. عیسیٰ علیہ السلام says, what is the meaning of this? So Jibreel says that the highway robber has made such a tawbah that all the sins of his past have been wiped off. Allah says, start again with a new book of deeds. And that companion of yours, he looked down upon a mu'min. Allah disliked this so much that all his nakis of the past have been wiped off. And he must start again now. We cannot imagine the mercy of Allah. Allah is waiting. When is the slave of Allah going to come back to Allah? When is this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam going to knock the door of Tawbah? This concern, this cry, this worry. Tawbah is the need of the hour. Each one of us have to raise our hands. Ya Allah, it is my wrong. It is my zina. It is my sharab. It is my command upon command being broken. It is my haram upon haram. It is my not telling my child and not telling my wife and not telling on the day of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the night of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that has brought this condition upon the ummah. Ya Allah, I am making tawbah. And then we have to go person to person, town to town, city to city, locality to locality. In our hearts, the cry of the beloved of Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because this ummah will never gain the closeness of Allah, never gain the love of Allah, never gain the mercy of Allah, until its day does not become the day of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Its night does not become the night of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Its cry, its pain, its fikr, its concern does not become that of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Such a Nabi Allah gave us. What praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are we going to make? That Nabi whom Allah has praised, that Nabi whom Quran has praised, what not? Where Quran, verse upon verse, Allah is praising His Nabi. Ya ayyuhan Nabi, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhira wa da'iyan ila Allahi bi idhnihi wa sirajan munira. Yasin wal Quran al Hakim, innaka laminal mursaleen. محمد الرسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين وما أرسلناك إلا كافة للناس بشيرا ونذيرا لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر نون والقلم وما يسترون ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون وإن لك لأجرا غير ممنون وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم وإنك توکل علی ہدم مستقیم والنجم اذا ہوا ما ضل صاحبکم وما غوا وما ينطق عن الہوا ان ہوا الا وحی یوحا علمہ شدید القوا ذو مرت فاستوا وهو بالافق الاعلى ثم دنا فتدلا فكان قاب قوسین او ادنا فلا اقسم بما تبصرون وما لا تبصرون انه لقول رسول کریم وما هو بقول شاعر قليلا ما تؤمنون ولا بقول كاهن قليلا ما تذكرون تنزيل من رب العالمين. That Nabi upon whose very existence Allah takes qasam, لعمرك لعمرك إنهم لفي سكرتهم يعمهون. By the qasam of your life, that Nabi on whose call Allah takes qasam, وقيله يا ربي وقيله يا ربي. By the qasam of the call and the speech of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nabi Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, sitting on the minbar of Masjid Nabawi, his gaze falls on the noble countenance of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa ahsana minka lam tara qattu ayni wa ajmala minka lam talid nisa'u khuliqta mubarra'an min kulli aybi ka'annaka qad khuliqta kama tasha'u. More magnificent than you my eyes have never seen, more beautiful than you no woman has ever given birth to a child. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِّن كُلِّ عَيْبِي خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِّن كُلِّ عَيْبِي. Oh my Nabi, you have been created free from every blemish. كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. Such is your magnificence, such is your beauty. It appears to me, oh my Nabi, it appears to me, oh my Nabi, as if you told Allah how to create you, and on your desires Allah created you. Such perfection, such a Nabi, such a Nabi. Every aspect recorded, every aspect recorded. Born Amul Fil, year of the elephant, the year when Abraha tried to attack Baytullah, 22nd of April 572 solar calendar, 8th or 12th of Rabiul Awal, Amul Fil according to the lunar calendar. I'm just mentioning the popular opinions. Passed away 7th of June 633 according to the solar calendar. Life according to the solar calendar, 61 years, 2 months and 24 days. 22,330 days. According to the lunar calendar, Monday, Rabi'ul Awwal, at the time of Chasht, on the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal, 63 years according to one opinion and 63 years and 4 days according to another opinion. Every aspect recorded. Days of Nubuwwat, 8,156 days. Father's name Abdullah, mother's name Amina, midwife, mother of Abdul Rahman Shifa, foster mother Halima. These also not by chance. Father's name Abdullah. His inception took place in the oven of Abdiyat. Mother's name Amina. He was nurtured in the womb of Aman and peace. Midwife Shifa, that personality who was going to cure the maladies of humanity, had come into the world. And foster mother Halima, he drank milk from the breast of Hilm and Akhlaq. Every aspect recorded. His gaze, جُلُّ نَظْرِهِ الْمُلَاحَذَا نَظْرُهُ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ أَطْوَلْ مِنْ نَظْرِهِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. Sahaba say, such was his humility that he would never stare at anyone. Maximum his gaze was just a glance out of his humility. His gaze towards the earth was more than towards the sky. He wouldn't look up in a hurry. Such was his humility. That Nabi who at the men would glance, his ummah is staring at women today. What color and value have we got for the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Every aspect recorded. Atwal min al marbu', aqsar min al mushaddab. Sahaba say his height, he was not as tall as a very tall person, nor was he as short as a short person. He had average height. Yet even in this was a mu'jiza. When he would walk in a group, It is said of Abbas radiallahu anhu that he was so tall that if he sat on a horse, his feet would touch the ground, which is almost 8 feet tall. When Abbas was in a group and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in that group, that Nabi who had average height would appear to be taller than Abbas. His eyebrows, Azajjul Hawajib, Sawabir, Fi Ghairi Qarn, Bainahuma Irkun Yudirruhul Ghadab. He had thin and fine hair on his eyebrows. It would not meet in between. There was a gap. In this gap, a vein would run. When he would become angry, the vein would become prominent. Azimul Hama. His face was moderately large. Wasi al Jabin. His forehead was broad. Ad'ajul Ainain. His eyes, the pupils were black. Akhal, akhalul ayn. It appeared as if he put surma, even if he didn't put surma. And the whiteness was very white, and there were thin strands, thin red nerves that ran in the whiteness. Anwarul mutajarrad, abiyad malihan. His complexion, shining, white with a tinge of redness. Ka'anna unuqahu jidu dumya fi safail fidda. His neck, shining like silver, long and beautiful to look upon. Badinun mutamasik. His limbs were powerful and were strong. Aqnal irneen lahu nurun ya'luhu yahsabuhu man lam yata'ammalhu asham. His nose was pointed. It appeared large, but it was not large. There was a noor that used to shine from his nose, which would appear to make it large. Dhali al-fand fam mufallajul asnan barraqul thanaya. He had a generous mouth. His teeth were like shining stars, like pearls. There was a gap in between his teeth. When he would smile, a light would shine from that gap. Aisha radiallahu anha says, kuntu akhitu fi sahar. One day I was sewing in twilight. It was dark. Fasaqatatil ibra. The needle fell to the ground. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam came in the home. I couldn't find it. When he came, he looked at me and he smiled. She says, a light shone from between his teeth as a result of which I saw my needle. She says, I picked it up. I relate to him what had happened. He said, Ya Humaira, which was an affectionate term that he used for Aisha. Al-wail, al-wail, liman huriman nadhru ila wajhi. What greater destruction can there be for that person than the loss of not being able to look at the countenance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, Ma ra'aytu shay'an ahsana min rasulillahi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka'anna ash-shams tajri fi wajhihi wa idha dhahika yatala'lau fil judur. He says, I have never seen anything more magnificent than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is as if the sun would shine from his face. And whenever he would smile, the noor from his mouth could be seen on the walls. Jabir bin Samurah radiallahu anhu says, once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam touched his hand on my cheek. He says, for the rest of the day, I could feel the coolness of his Mubarak hand, and it was as if his hand had come out of a bottle of itar. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Ma shamamtu ambaran, wala miskan, wala shay'an, atyaba min rihi Rasulillahi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, I have never smelled amber or musk or any fragrance more beautiful than the natural fragrance that will emanate from the body of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ali radiallahu anhu says, مَنْ رَآهُ بَدِيهَةً هَابَهُ وَمَنْ خَالَتَهُ مَعْرِفَةً أَحَبَّهُ يَقُولُ نَاعِتُهُ لَمْ أَرَ قَبْلَهُ وَلَا بَعْدَهُ مِثْلَهُ. He says, anyone who came upon my Nabi suddenly would be overawed. As he would interact with my Nabi, he automatically would love my Nabi. And anyone who described him would say, before this and after this, I have never seen anything more magnificent than Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a Nabi, such a Nabi, wallah, no language in this world, no words of this world can ever truly describe the beauty of that Nabi, or the qualities of that Nabi. The greatest of Allah's creation, the most honorable of Allah's creation, the most knowledgeable of Allah's creation, the most perfect of Allah's creation, the most beautiful of Allah's creation, the most generous of Allah's creation. What words are you going to bring? Afdal, A'la, Akmal, Ajmal, A'az, A'lam. In Arabic, that's the most you can go. For knowledge, most knowledgeable, alam. But the word alam falls short in describing the knowledge of my Nabi. Wahab bin Munabbah says, "Inna Allah Ta'ala lam yu'ti jami'a ad-dunya min bad'i jami'a an-nas min bad'i ad-dunya ila inqidha'iha min al-aqli fi jambi aqlihi illa ka habbati ramlin bayna rimal ad-dunya." He says, if the combined knowledge of every insan from Adam alayhi salam to the last person to come before Qiyamah had to be put together and equated to one grain of sand of this world, the aql and intelligence of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to show kamal and perfection, the highest you can go is akmal. But the word akmal falls short in describing the kamal of my Nabi. To show generosity, askha. The word askha falls short in describing the generosity of this Nabi. Same with afdal. To show beauty, ajmal. The word ajmal falls short in describing the beauty of my Nabi. Suffice to say what Allama Saadi rahmatullah alayhi said, ba'das khuda buzurg tu qissa mukhtasar. In greatness, in magnificence, in prominence, in glory, in effulgence, in nobility, in countenance, in beauty, after Allah you are the final words. We cannot imagine the beauty of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What a loss. What a loss to his ummah today, that his ummah doesn't even know the appearance of its Nabi. The conversations of this ummah are absent of the zikr of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Such a Nabi. One sahabi's camel became wild, became mad. It was running around the orchard. A camel that is gone mad is life-threatening. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu enters the orchard. The same camel docilely comes in front of him. He places the rein round the camel. Then he turns to Sahaba and he says, "Ma bayna as-samai wal-ard." Oh my Sahaba, in the heavens and in the earth, there is no creation of Allah. Illa ya'lam anni Rasulullah. Except that it knows that I am the Rasul of Allah. Illa asil jinna wal ins. It is only the disobedient insan and only the disobedient jinnat that fail to recognize the Nabi of Allah. In Uhud, Qatada bin Nu'man radiallahu anhu, human shield, puts his body in front. The arrow comes, gouges his eyeball out of the eye socket. He brings the mutilated eyeball in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam picks it up, blows on it, places it in his eye socket. Allahumma ja'alha ahsan aynay. Oh Allah, make this eye better than the other eye. The son of Qatada used to say, anabnu alladhi salat ala al-khadd aynuhu faruddat bi kaff al-mustafa ahsanur raddi fiya fa'adat kama kanat li awwal marratin fiya husna ma ayni wa ya husna ma kaffi. I am the son of the one whose eyeball flowed down his cheek. It was returned back to its position by the hand of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It became better than what it was. It became better than what it was. It became better than what it was. What a beautiful hand. What a beautiful eye. And what a beautiful hand that placed that eye. Such a Nabi. One Bedouin comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he says, "You are making three claims. You are making three claims. You say that the Arabs will leave the religion of their forefathers and come into your deen. Where has this ever happened before? You say that the might of Rome and Persia will come underneath the feet of your ummah. We don't even know where our next meal is coming from. How is that going to happen? And you say that after we die and our bodies are eaten up, we will be resurrected before Allah. Show me one person who died and came back." Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, such is his shafqat, such is his kindness, such is his love for his ummah, tolerantly, patiently addresses this Bedouin. And he says to him, that I am saying to you that you will see this happening. You will see the Arabs leaving the religion of their forefathers and coming to my deen. You will see the might of Rome and Persia coming underneath the feet of my ummah. And the third thing, On the day of judgment, I will hold you by your hand and remind you of the third thing. This person said, I'm not ready to accept what you say, and he goes away. In time of Fateh Makkah, he sees the first thing happening. During the Khilafat of Umar, Qadisiyah takes place, where the Persians come into under Islam. And Yarmouk takes place, where the Romans come into Islam. He sees this happening. Now he thinks to himself, the first two things he said, I have already seen it, I better accept his religion quickly. And he comes to Medina Munawwara and recites the Shahadat on the hands of Umar. Sahaba say, Umar would honor this person. He would go to visit him specially. When this person would come in the majlis of Umar, he would stand up out of respect for him. So they told him, oh Umar, he has accepted Islam so late, why do you honor him like this? Umar says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that I will hold your hand on the day of judgment and remind you about the third thing. That person who my Nabi holds his hand, he will never leave him till he puts him in Jannat. He is a Jannati. That is why I am honoring him like that. They knew the pain. They knew the cry in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, if he holds the hand of this person, he will never leave him. Today this ummah has left the hand of its Nabi. Today this ummah has forgotten its Nabi. Name Ghulam Rasul. Name Ghulam Rasul. Actions of the enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even a policeman doesn't have to introduce himself. From his uniform, you'll know he's a policeman. An army personnel doesn't have to introduce himself. From his uniform, you will know he's an army personnel. Where is the uniform of this ummah? Where is the identity of this ummah? Where are the walking, talking, moving Muhammadis? Where are those? Where are those who one sunnah of my beloved Nabi is more valuable than the seven heavens and the seven earths put together? Have they gone into the qabr? Have they gone into the qabr? وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Nubuwwat did not end upon him. He was a rahmat for every alam. The last person to come before Qiyamah, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a rahmat for that person also. And for that person also he finished himself. What were his tears for? What was his qurbani for? 5 hours in Arafat. 5 hours in Arafat, crying and begging Allah. Who were the tears for? Was it for his children? They already had said, Sayyida Shababi Ahlil Jannati Al-Hasan Al-Husayn. Was it for his daughters? 3 in his own lifetime he had sent them to Jannat. And the 4th daughter he said, Sayyidatu Nisai Ahlil Jannati Al-Fatima. Was it for Ali? He said, Ya Ali, Ama tarda an yakuna baytuka muqabila manziluka muqabila manzilati fil jannah. Does it not please you? Your home will be in front of my home in Jannat. Was it for Abu Bakr or Umar? He said, Abu Bakr fil jannah, Umar fil jannah, Uthman fil jannah, Ali fil jannah, Talha fil jannah, Zubair fil jannah, Saad bin Abi Waqqas fil jannah, Saeed bin Zayd fil jannah, Abdul Rahman bin Auf fil jannah. Was it for other sahaba, Badri sahaba? He said, لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى اِتَّلَى عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَدْرٍ فَقَالَ اَيْعَمَلُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ فَإِنِّي غَفَرْتُ لَكُمْ. He said, Allah Ta'ala, Bukhari Sharif riwayat, looked at the sahaba of Badr and said, from now till you die, do whatever you want to do, Jannat is wajib for you. And all the sahaba, وَكُلًّا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Every sahabi is a Jannati. Allah had already made the declaration. So who were the tears for? Who was he finishing himself for? Where Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha describes the life of my Nabi. She says, لَمْ يَمْتَلِئْ جوف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم شبعا قط ولم يبث شكوى إلى أحد، وكانت الفاقة أحب إليه من الغناء، وإن كان ليظل جائعا يلتوي طول ليلته من الجوع، ولا يمنعه من صيام ربه ولو شاء. سأل ربه جميع كنوز الأرض وثمارها ورغد عيشها. 23 years of nubuwwat, and there wasn't one occasion when for 3 days consecutively my Nabi had food to eat. There were many occasions when for 3 days going to the qabr. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Nubuwwat did not end upon him. He was a rahmat for every alam. The last person to come before Qiyamah, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was a rahmat for that person also. And for that person also he finished himself. What were his tears for? What was his qurbani for? 5 hours in Arafat. 5 hours in Arafat crying and begging Allah. Who were the tears for? Was it for his children? They already had said, Sayyida Shabab Ahlil Jannati Al Hasan Al Hussein. Was it for his daughters? 3 in his own lifetime he had sent them to Jannat. And the 4th daughter he said, Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahlil Jannati Al Fatima. Was it for Ali? He said, Ya Ali, Ama tarda an yakuna baytuka muqabila manziluka muqabila manzilati fil jannah. Does it not please you? Your home will be in front of my home in Jannat. Was it for Abu Bakr or Umar? He said, Abu Bakr fil jannah, Umar fil jannah, Uthman fil jannah, Ali fil jannah, Talha fil jannah, Zubair fil jannah, Saad bin Abi Waqqas fil jannah, Saeed bin Zayd fil jannah, Abdul Rahman bin Auf fil jannah. Was it for other Sahaba, Badri Sahaba? He said, لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى اِتَّلَعَ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَدْرٍ فَقَالَ يَعْمَلُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ فَإِنِّي غَفَرْتُ لَكُمْ. He said, Allah Ta'ala, Bukhari Sharif riwayat, looked at the Sahaba of Badr and said, from now till you die, do whatever you want to do, Jannat is wajib for you. And all the Sahaba, وَكُلًّا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Every Sahabi is a Jannati. Allah had already made the declaration. So who were the tears for? Who was he finishing himself for? Where Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha describes the life of my Nabi. She says, لَمْ يَمْتَلِئْ جَوْفُ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ شِبْعًا قَطُّ وَلَمْ يَبُثَّ شِكْوَى إِلَى أَحَدٍ وَكَانَتِ الْفَاقَةُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ الْغِنَى وَإِنْ كَانَ لَيَظَلُّ جَائِعًا يَلْتَوِي طُولَ لَيْلَتِهِ مِنَ الْجُوعِ ولا يمنعه من صيام ربه ولو شاء. سأل ربه جميع كنوز الأرض وثمارها ورغد عيشها. 23 years of nubuwwat, and there wasn't one occasion when for 3 days consecutively my Nabi had food to eat. There were many occasions when for 3 days consecutively there was no food to eat. But not one occasion when for 3 days consecutively there was food to eat. Leave 3 days, she says, لَمْ يَمْتَلِئْ. She says, my Nabi never ate stomach full even one day. Yet he never complained to anyone. وَكَانَتِ الْفَاقَةُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ الْغِنَى. She says he loved poverty, he loved hardship, he loved pain, he loved suffering more than wealth. His faqr, his poverty was not istirari, it was not forced on him, it was ikhtiyari. Arada alayya rabbi, arada alayya rabbi, an yaj'ala batha makkata dhahaban wa fidda. فأبيت وقلت يا ربي أجوع يوما وأشبع يوما إذا جعت تضرعت إليك وسألتك وإذا شبعت حمدتك وشكرتك. He says, "My Allah offered me, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you want, we will turn the mountain ranges of Makkah into gold for you." But I said, "No, my Allah." Why? Why did he choose this hardship? He knew majority of his ummah will be poor. So that in the jungles of Africa and in the foremost corners of the globe, 14 centuries after the demise of his Nabi, those ummatis who don't know where the next meal are coming from will be able to take tasalli and comfort that my Nabi tied stones to his stomach. No stone was left unturned for this ummat. No excuse was left. If the sands of Medina could speak, if the sky of Medina could speak, if the winds of Medina could speak, they would be announcing loudly how every excuse that band of his companions broke. No stone was left unturned. Abdullah bin Amr bin Jamu with his crippled leg, Abu Ayyub Ansari, 95 years of age, young and old, rich and poor, no time to go into the details. Every excuse was broken down. My wife is too young. I've got financial responsibilities. I've got to worry about my home. I've got to worry about my business. Every excuse was broken down so that they became a living example of the declaration of Allah. Infiru khifafa wa thiqala wajahidu bi amwalikum wa anfusikum fi sabilillah dhalikum khairul lakum in kuntum ta'lamun. You have been chosen by Allah. Your cry is for humanity. Your concern is not your pockets and not your family and not your home and not your akhirat only. You are the ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are the ummati of rahmatul lil alameen. You are the ummati of that Nabi. Not a single day did not pass except that he cried for humanity. Not a single night passed except that he cried for humanity. That Nabi who finished himself to such an extent that Allah who sent him to cry, and that Allah who sent him to sacrifice, and that Allah who sent him to make fikr for mankind, the same Allah is saying to him, "Oh my beloved Nabi, I did not tell you to cry so much. I did not tell you to finish yourself like this." فَلَا تَذْهَبْ نَفْسُكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسَرَاتٍ مَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِجَبَّارٍ لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلٍ لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطِرٍ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ كُفْرُهُ وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَّا يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَى آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا. Ask the ground of Taif. Ask the mountains of Taif. What didn't that Nabi give for his ummah? 3 miles pelted so that the ground started crying, and the mountain of Taif cried, and the Malaika cried, and the skies over Taif cried. Stone upon stone, as he would fall, they would pick him up to force him to carry on running so that they could carry on pelting him. Till eventually the skin split open. And then the blood started pouring out. And then he started wiping that blood so that it should not fall on the ground. Because the azab of Allah is imminent for a nation whose Nabi's blood falls on the ground. And on his lips, "Allahumma ahdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Allahumma ahdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun." Oh Allah, give them hidayat, they don't know what they are doing. His heart filled with love, his heart filled with mercy, his heart filled with compassion, his heart filled with concern for the akhirat of those who were pelting him, those who persecuted him, those who left no stone unturned to finish him, that this Nabi is crying for their hidayat. And finally, when he reaches refuge, اللهم إني أشكو إليك ضعف قوتي وقلة حيلتي وهواني على الناس إلى من تكلني إلى عدو يتجهمني والله والله I complain to you of the weakness of my strength, of my lack of planning. What is he saying? Ya Allah, give them hidayat. Ya Allah, I am too weak. There isn't enough that I can do. Ya Allah, show me a way to open your doors of hidayat for this ummah. To whom are you going to hand me over? To whom are you going to hand me over? To that enemy whom you have given power over me. إِلَىٰ عَدُوٍ مَلَّكْتَهُ أَمْرِي إِن لَمْ تَكُنْ سَاخِطًا عَلَيَّ فَلَا أُبَالِي. Oh my Allah, if you are happy over me being pelted like this, then I am also happy. Everything given for this ummah. No stone was left unturned. In Uhud, his Mubarak Tut is made shaheed. He falls into a hole unconscious. Pieces of his helmet go into his temple. Blood is pouring. Sahaba can't take it. Sahaba can't take it. O Nabi of Allah, make baddua for them. O Nabi of Allah, invite the azab of Allah upon them. Ulama say, one is just to swallow his hurt. One is just to keep silent and to bear their atrocities. Yet such an example is set for this ummah till Qiyamah. That you are an ummah. You are an ummah that Allah has sent to finish itself for others. To give everything for others. You are not an ummah that will acquire the material things of this world. You are not an ummah that will amass the wealth of this world. You are not an ummah whose gaze will go on the pockets of others. This is that ummah who will empty their pockets and empty their homes and make their wife and children hungry so that others can be saved from Jahannam. لَمْ أُبْعَثْ لَعَانًا. Allah has not sent me as a Nabi of Lanat. Allah has not sent me as a Nabi who will invoke curses upon my ummah, upon mankind. إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ دَعْوَةً وَرَحْمَةً. Allah has sent me and through him his ummah as a da'wah for mankind. As a mercy for mankind. And then that same nation that had murdered his uncle, that same nation that had murdered his sahaba, that same nation that had made his blood flow, he raises his hand on the maidan of Uhud. Allahumma hdi qawmi fa'innahum la ya'lamun. Oh Allah, give them hidayat. Oh Allah, shower your mercy on them. Oh Allah, open the doors of your hidayat on them, because they do not know. No stone was left unturned. No excuse was left for this ummah. Such an effort was made on sahaba. Then more important than their homes, more important than their wives, more important than their children, more important than Medina and Munawwara and Makkah Mukarrama, more important than anything else in their hearts, this fikr became ghalib, this cry became ghalib, this concern became ghalib. Ya Allah, give humanity hidayat. Ya Allah, give humanity hidayat. Ya Allah, give humanity hidayat. Make our day the day of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make our night the night of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was a mizaj, a temperament of da'wat in Medina Munawwara. Each one, akhirat in front, jannat in front. On one incident we'll terminate. On one occasion, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is sitting. In front of him, Haris bin Hisham, the brother of Abu Jahl who had accepted Islam. Abu Sufyan, Ikrama bin Abi Jahl, Suhail bin Amr radiallahu anhum, leaders of the Quraysh. Just then, Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes in. Umar says, move back a little bit. Give Bilal place. Then Suhaib Rumi radiallahu anhu comes. He says, go more back. Then Salman Farsi comes radiallahu anhu. He says, go more back. Then Khabbab bin Arat radiallahu anhu comes. He says, go more back. Then Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu comes. He says, go even more back till eventually they end up by the door. So Abu Sufyan becomes irritated. And he says, Umar has disgraced us in front of our slaves. We are leaders, these are our slaves. Yet Umar is giving more respect to them than us. Suhail bin Amr, who was in that majlis, he was a very intelligent person. Concerning him, Nabi Sallallahu comes in riwayat, Ya lahu min rajul. What intelligence Allah has given this person. He says to Abu Sufyan and the others, Umar has not disgraced us. Umar has not disgraced us. Umar has not put us back. We have put ourselves back. The value of this ummah in the court of Allah will not be judged by its wealth or by its lineage. The value of this ummah in the court of Allah will be judged by its taqwa and its amal and what it gave for Allah. Then they became even more worried because the thought came in the heart that if these people in dunya have gone ahead of us, what about if in akhirat they are ahead of us? The fikr was for akhirat. On the hearts of sahaba was the ghalba of akhirat. They were not attracted to the material possessions of this world. The worry, what about if they are ahead of us in akhirat? So they go to Umar and they say, oh Umar, they have gone ahead of us. We can never hope to reach them. Is there any chance for us that at least in akhirat we can be equal to them? Umar says, yes. They gave themselves for Allah. They finished themselves on the call of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam for the hidayat of humanity. You also finish yourselves. Then Allah will raise you with them. They said, this we can do. Immediately, such was the temperament of concern for humanity in Medina Munawara that no aspect of this world held attraction for them. They were ready to give everything for Allah, everything for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, everything for hidayat. They go to Makkah Mukarramah. Lock, stock and barrel they pack up and they make hijrah to Syria. As they are leaving, Makkah is saddened. Haris bin Hisham, the brother of Abu Jahl, was a very handsome person. And he was loved by the people of Makkah. It is said that the streets of Makkah were lined with every baligh person of Makkah, crying because they knew that there is no hope of these people coming back. They are now making hijrah in the path of Allah. There is no hope they will come back. So they're all crying. Haris bin Hisham radiallahu ta'ala who turns to them. And he says, oh people of Makkah, ya ahl al-Makkah, oh people of Makkah, I am not leaving Makkah because there is any place on the surface of this earth more beloved to me than Makkah. Nor am I leaving Makkah because there are any people on the surface of this earth more beloved to me than the people of Makkah. But the fact of the matter is that there was a call made. There was an invitation given. There was a responsibility placed before us. Our slaves said labbaik to that call. We turned our backs on that call. And because they said labbaik to that, and because they gave themselves over to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they have gone so far ahead that if the mountains of Makkah had to be turned in gold and I spend it in sadaqah and charity, I will not be able to equal one day of the reward Allah will give them. So I have no choice now. I have no choice now. I have to make my akhirat and I have to try and reach at least the same level as them in akhirat. They go to Yarmouk. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the leader of the Muslim Jamaat, 36,000. Romans are 300,000. 9 days. Sometimes the Muslims are pushed back, sometimes the Romans are pushed back. Finally on the 9th day, the Muslims are pushed back right up to the tent of Khalid bin Walid, the Amir of the army. Ikrama bin Abi Jahal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He stands up and he makes an announcement. Who is there? Who is there that is ready to take bayat on my hand? That either Allah will make the decision of hidayat, either Allah will open the doors of hidayat, or my life will be given. Saying this, he takes his helmet off, he takes his armor off, he ties a turban. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, both of them were from the Banu Makhzum family of the Quraysh tribe, they were very close. He grabs hold of him and he says, oh Ikrama, don't do this, we need you. Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu turns to Khalid and he says, ilayka anni, leave me alone. Leave me alone. Inna laka sabiqatan fil Islam. You accepted Islam before Fateh Makkah. You have gone ahead. Inni wa abi kana min ashadd an-nasi adawatan li Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wasallam wa afirru minkum al-yawm. Oh Khalid, Allah has given me a chance today. Myself and my father were the greatest enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We left no stone unturned to harm my beloved Nabi. Today Allah has given me an opportunity to wipe away that black mark against me, and I'm going to turn my back on it. No Khalid, you leave me alone Khalid. On this call, Zarar bin Azwar, Amr bin Ikrama, his son, Haris bin Hisham, Abu Sufyan, Abdullah bin Umar, 400 Qurayshi youngsters accept the call of Ikrama bin Abi Jahal. All of them take off their armors, and this line of 400 marches forward with such zeal and such drive, akhirat in front of them, that the army of 300,000 is pushed back. Until by the time the end of the day comes, Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, most of this 400 have become shaheed. As he comes forward, he finds that Haris bin Hisham radiallahu anhu is shaheed. Then, Amr bin Ikrama, the son of Ikrama, also shaheed. Ikrama was alive still. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu places the head of Ikrama in his lap and the head of his son on his shin. And he pours some water on the lips of Ikrama. Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu momentarily gains consciousness and he looks at Khalid and he said, one thing only, ma fa'ala Allahu bil muslimin. Oh Khalid, has Allah established the Muslims? Has Allah made the decision? Khalid looks at him and he says, abshir aqarra Allahu aynak. Become happy, O Ikrama. May Allah cool your eyes. May Allah cool your eyes. Allah has established his deen. When he hears this, he smiles and he says, O Khalid, Akhbir Umar. Akhbir Umar. Inform Umar. Inform Umar that condition which he made, I have fulfilled it, and he passed away. That jazba and that zeal of Qurbani was there in Medina Munawara. The men of Sahaba, the women of Sahaba, the children of Sahaba, they made their homes empty. They went hungry. Everything was given so that the last person coming before Qiyamah can be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannah. In every direction when we turn today, my respected brothers, the call and the cry and the need of the hour is Toba. We have to come back to our Allah. We have to make Toba, that the Ishq of Allah, the Ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Jazba of Qurbani, the concern for the Hidayat, the worry for the Hidayat of humanity, that was the job of this Ummat, that this Ummat was selected for by Allah, chosen by Allah, sent by Allah, the day of the Nabi of this Ummat, the day of the night of the Nabi of this Ummat, we have forgotten, and not just forgotten, we have forgotten that we have forgotten. This Ummat has lost its direction. The gaze has turned to the pockets of humanity. The gaze has turned to filling our coffers and to harming others. This is an ummah of rahmat. This is an ummah of mercy. If we will fill our hearts with mercy for humanity, those hearts which are filled with enmity for us, Allah will turn that enmity into love. Ar-Rahimun, Ar-Rahimun, Yarhamhum Ar-Rahman, Irhamu, Man Fil Ard, Yarhamkum Man Fis Sama. Those who will have mercy, Rahman will have mercy on them. Irhamu Man Fil Ard. You are an ummah of mercy. You are an ummah of shafqat. You are an ummah of kindness. You are an ummah of compassion. Have mercy on the people of the earth. The one in the heavens will have mercy upon you. My respected brothers, let us turn our attention to Allah. Make Tawbah over the past. Hazrat Mufti Zainul Abidin Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, again and again he would say, the very object of Ijtima, the purpose of Ijtima Wallah is one only, that the whole Majma must make Tawbah. The whole Majma must make Tawbah. Ya Allah, that day that you wanted, and that night that you wanted, and that cry that you wanted, and that concern that you wanted, and that deen that you wanted, Ya Allah, we have turned our backs on it. Ya Allah, we are making Tawbah. And from here, from this Majma, Nakad, cash, who of us makes niyat, my respected brothers? One is we make Tawbah, then we change the direction. Wallah, the mercy of Allah is such that the whole past also, Allah will wipe away the wrong, and it will be as if our whole life was spent in the path of Allah. So stand up, naqad, cash, putting our akhirat in front, our gaze on the qudrat of Allah, on the kibriyai of Allah. This is the ummat that will introduce this whole mankind to Allah. Stand up, my respected brothers. India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, to learn this responsibility, to learn this cry, for 4 months to go in the path of Allah. Come, my respected brothers. Himmat karke bolo bhai. Stand up, 4 months, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, cash from this majma, or up to September. Please, please, my respected brothers, we are humbly appealing to you, do not disrupt the tashkeel.